the music you may have remembered back in the 20s and 30s, talk about that. Was that important to you? Did you like to listen to music?
Not the 20s, but the 30s, late 30s, of course. I was getting into the big band sound. And then, of course, when I was in high school, it was all big band. Benny Goodman, Tommy Dorsey, Glenn Miller, and those big bands. And that was the thing at the time, the big band. Now, before that, during my brother's time, they were sort of like Guy Lombardo. I think Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, I think is what mm-hmm. they called it. Mm-hmm. But it was a little bit different sound, and then they had the big band in my time, which I enjoyed.
Did they have a dance pavilion in Claremore? Did any big bands and famous ones ever come and play in Claremore?
No, not too small.
Did you ever make trips to Tulsa to see things?
Yes. That's what you had. I saw Glenn Miller in Tulsa. That's when they had a place out there in the West Tulsa. It's Crystal City. But mm-hmm. that used to be an amusement park with a big old bandstand. That's where Glenn Miller played. And it was just a one-night stand, and he was gone. But it was fabulous for a high school kid to get to go watch, you know, stand in front of the bandstand, watch them. And they just nearly blow you away because they had so many, about 16 in the band, and in the big bands like Glenn Miller. It was just, and that's the only big band I saw.
Yeah. How about radio? Did you listen to the radio a lot?
Yeah, quite a bit. When Glenn Miller was on, when I worked at Penny's, they closed at 5:30, and I lived about a mile from downtown to my house. And Glenn Miller come on at 5:45 for Chesterfield. And so he was on just for 15 minutes. So if I could cut through football fields to run home, I could almost get home in time to hear Glenn Miller in 15 minutes of his music. But, that was kind of dumb, but I really enjoyed Glenn Miller best of all, more than Benny Goodman and Tommy Dorsey and Jimmy Dorsey. I liked him best.
Did you have a record player and buy his records?
Somewhat. I didn't have a lot of pocket money, so I listened to mostly music mm-hmm. on the radio. That's when I would run home to hear that mm-hmm. sound, that Chesterfield program for 15 minutes.
How about radio programs like Amos and Andy and Fibber McGee and Molly?
Did you uh-huh. Sure. We used to listen to those at night. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You remember listening to Joe Louis boxing matches?
Joe Louis and Jimmy Braddock. Jimmy Braddock was in there. Max Baer was in there.
Yep.
But Joe Louis had the title for the longest period, and then he went in the Army too.
Yep.
In 1942 or so.
But you remember listening to his
yes,
boxing
I did.
Matches?
Oh, big time. Everybody would gather around to listen to the prize fight, especially heavyweight.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt, you probably heard mm-hmm. him on his fireside chats.
Yes, and especially after Pearl Harbor. I had never heard the word before, at least it didn't register to me, when he got on the radio and talking about the dastardly attack with the Japanese, the sneak attack with the Japanese at Pearl Harbor. And of course, I didn't know where Pearl Harbor was either.
Yeah.
But, oh yeah, I remember that.
He had such a great manner of speaking, didn't he, Franklin mm-hmm. Roosevelt?
He did, and he didn't like for people to know that he was handicapped or he had polio, you know, and he had to be helped to the stand, and he would just stand up to it like he was normal, but he had to use a wheelchair, and his little dog, Fowler, it was a sign of the times, and he was in for, he was already elected, I think, for the fourth time, and as you know, we can only be elected twice mm-hmm. now. But he didn't get to serve any time because he died in Warm Springs, Georgia, I think.
Mm-hmm. Were your parents politically involved? So like FDR, did they like him? He was a Democrat or, you know, Republican?
Well,
or?
My dad was Democrat. My mom was a Republican. He was like all presidents. He was you know, a little bit pro, a little bit con.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back on, I probably have some qualms with that. With him, but he served in a time that was a very difficult time, and he did some good things, like he did the Lend-Lease program with Britain in 1939. They were being attacked by Hitler. All of Europe was, and especially Great Britain. And Great Britain was, you know, across the channel. So Hitler decided he was going to go ahead and attack, you know, Great Britain. So he was taking an awful beating in the air because they had the Spitfire, a most wonderful fighter plane, and they were shooting down a lot of the bombers that Hitler was sending over. So Hitler couldn't really, finally, though, he called off the invasion of Great Britain, and it was a good thing because the Brits had been making Spitfire planes as fast as they were losing, too, as well as the Germans, but they were shooting down German planes like crazy. And so they called it the Battle of Britain, I believe. Hitler called it off then, and they did try to invade across the channel. And it's probably good they didn't, but the Brits were running out of Spitfire planes, too, to fight them. Also part of history, yeah.
Yes, and you've got such a great memory to remember all that. Do you remember when television came to your home or into your community?
Well, the first time I remember, I was in Memphis, Tennessee, say 47, and Southern College of Optometry, and the first time I ever saw one, it was in a drugstore window, and there was a whole bunch of us standing, probably about that big. We were all looking through the window thinking, I can't believe that. And it was a program, maybe a radio program we'd heard on the radio. There was live. And, of course, from that, they just get bigger and bigger and bigger.
You remember what year that was about?
47, 48. I'm not sure.
So after high school, then you went into the military that you talked about, into the Navy.